appropriate to have him before the dessert. I mean, perfect, perfect. Anyway, as you can see, the passion that Ed has is the same passion that Artie has. It's the same, almost the same passion all of us have, and love for the Big Green Egg. Now, without further ado, let's sweeten it up. Let's take it. They always say in entertainment, you want a big opening and a big closing. Mm-hmm. So how about a sweet closing?
Yes, that sounds wonderful.
So tell us what we're going to take carrots and make it like no carrots you've ever had.
Yes, it's a specialty of India that how we incorporate vegetables in our sweets. So we have here grated carrots, which we are going to use for making our carrot pudding. And of course, we are going to use some cream, sugar, and we are going to use ricotta cheese.
Ah.
That's going to make it more flavorful and delicious, and the texture will be smoother. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my special Big Green Egg cast iron pot. That's the pot we are going to use for making carrot pudding. It's a special new line.
The new green enamel. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's a new line of Big Green Egg.
Porcelain?
Yeah, I know. I'll talk to Jay after the show. I got to get a couple of those because I haven't tried that one yet. That's one of the things I haven't
tried. They're really great because the lid is very thick, and so you could actually flip the lid upside down and use it to roast vegetables in, which is awesome. So you get really a two-for-one when you get that, and we have two sizes. So it's very, very useful.
Yes, it is. It is wonderful to use it. I have used it.
So let me see.
I've used it.
Yes. Yeah.
I haven't used it. Well, we'll fix that. Anyway, continue on.
I'm going to add 1 pound of carrots in my new enamel green pot. And then I'm going to add, same time, half a cup of cream in it. And I'm going to put it on indirect heat in Big Green Egg. So temperature is already set for around 250 to 275. Because of the cream, we don't want it super hot. Otherwise, it could burn the cream. So we'll keep the temperature nice, and it's a nice and slow cooking for carrot pudding. So now we have added this, and it goes in the Big Green Egg. After 15, 20 minutes, we will add a ricotta cheese and sugar. We have some cashew nuts and delicious pistachios to garnish. And the main and most important ingredient for your carrot pudding, it's saffron. Mm. It comes from Kashmir.
Kashmirian saffron.
Yes, that's the best. You cannot resist.
I'm not going to doubt your word.
So what we do, we will add saffron once our 20 minutes carrots will be cooked on Big Green Egg in the green pot. And then we are going to finish with some butter. Or I would say, if you can find ghee, it's the best. But if you cannot find ghee, I have a substitute for it. You can use butter. So I'll use 3 tablespoons of butter to finish it.
Now, when you use butter, you've used butter through every dish. It's very popular. Salted or unsalted?
I use unsalted because ghee doesn't have salt in it. So I use unsalted butter.
Sounds good. And that's it.
That's it.
And we have that incredible dessert.
We have an incredible dessert.
My friends, I got to tell you, we have, over the 18 years or 17 years completed starting our 18th season, we've had some amazing people that have been on this show. But I've got to say, Swati, we've had so much fun today. Mm-hmm. You have been absolutely amazing. Your passion, your love of working with an audience, all those things all come together to celebrate what I consider the most flavorful of all the cuisines in the world, the Indian cuisine. And you have given us insight into the culture, insight to the family, insight to the history, and why so many things work in a passionate and wonderful way. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, she deserves a big hand.
Yeah, you've been a great tour guide.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I got to tell you, you know, we absolutely couldn't do a show like this without the amazing people that make this show happen. As we begin our 18th season, I want to say a special shout out to the amazing volunteers, Bill, Bob, and Marshall gets a bigger one because he's been doing us Facebook Live, and he's got a very distinguished beard. I got to notice it. You know, the salt and pepper look is in.
Yeah.
And yeah, he's doing a selfie now. There you go. Well, there you go. But without the volunteers, this show would only be good. With the volunteers, it is great. So a shout out to Chef Amanda and the culinary assistant, lead chef instructor Taylor. She's done a wonderful job. Give them a big hand. To the keeper of the dial, she who must be obeyed.
Yes.
My wife, Karen Jenkins.
Woo!
Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by The Big Green Egg.
The ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions, my friends, by Schumann Produce. We use them today. We use them every day. Remember, if it does not say Real Sweet on the back of the tag,
it ain't.
I'm your fat but jovial host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and our first responders. They are the reason we continue to enjoy the freedoms we enjoy so much in this wonderful country of ours, a country that allows the people the freedom to be what they want to be, dream the dreams, and live the dreams like Ed Fisher did. As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and the Fat Man, we'd like to give a special God bless to our family. God bless America. God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Love you, everybody. Next week, don't miss both episodes of Chef and the Fat Man's Tour of India.